Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, boys and girls, headlines on a Friday afternoon right here on 950 KJR, brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
I woke up this morning ready to transact.
That guy right there ready to transact. Jerry DePoto was on with Chuck and Buck this morning. You missed it. Check out the podcast page on sportsradiokjr.com. VenueKings.com has tickets for all sporting events, including the Mariners' home opener, now set for April the 15th against the Astros, the road opener April 7th at Minnesota, and the first Cactus League game is in 1 week from today on March the 18th against San Diego. By the way, Hector Gomez reporting that the Mariners, Cardinals, and Rockies are all in talks with Albert Pujols, who's 42 years old, to come play for the Mariners.
There's the answer. Oh man. Well, you remember the unstoppable Sixers?
I do.
They're very stoppable if you're the Brooklyn Nets. Beat them by 29 last night, and Ben Simmons returned to Philly. Simmons did not play, but heard boos from the bench all night long from the crowd. James Harden, by the way, 3 of 17 for Philly.
Wow. Booze, like boo.
Yes.
I thought you meant like there was actual booze on the bench.
There may have been.
The way they're playing, why the hell not? What else? NFL Raiders signing Pro Bowl defensive end Max Crosby to a 4-year, $98 million deal with $53 million guaranteed. And it's a big story for Seahawks fans here.
You don't say.
A Texas grand jury has cleared Deshaun Watson of all criminal charges regarding an alleged sexual misconduct case that was brought on by up to 22 different women. He still could face civil lawsuits, by the way, but as of right now, the criminal proceedings for Deshaun Watson are over.
Players' championship suspended for the day, so now the players are at least a day behind schedule, meaning the tournament will finish either Monday, possibly even extending into Tuesday or Wednesday.
And Husky basketball, the season has come to an end. Came close. Kids gave it a great effort. They lose 65-61 to USC last night. How about Terrell Brown Jr.? 8 of 13, 21 points in the first half. 1 for 12, 2 points in half number 2. The Huskies finished the year 17-15, 0 for 8 against quad 1 teams.
And here we go.
And now, two goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live. 41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
Hey, Seattle.
This is Softy and Dick.
All righty, here we go. 3:05 on a busy Friday afternoon right here on Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM, 950 KJR AM. Yes, in case you haven't heard, and there's got to be somebody out there that doesn't know yet, right? I mean, people don't sit around and listen to talk radio all day.
Yes, they do.
They should.
Everybody does.
Well, you think so? I think it's kind of a new thing now that's like been a revolt. I'm not working. I'm going to listen to KJR all damn day long. Well, we are simulcasting on FM radio, 93.3. That's right, Seattle Sports on FM. And eventually going to make the switch full-time over to FM in a couple months. I think the plan is to simulcast for a month or so, and then they'll kind of let us be the guinea pig for another 30 days or so on the FM, on the afternoon, sorry. And then after that time is over, we'll be exclusively FM. So I would say by, what do you think, like early May or whatever, first week of May, we're going to be FM exclusively over on Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM. So if you've been one of these people that are like, I can't hear you guys. I'm like out in the middle of nowhere. I had a guy text me. He's like, on top of Mount Rainier. I can't get you. Well, it says you're on Mount Rainier. I mean, what the hell, man? There's going to be, I'm on the moon. I can't get you. Maybe you'll switch over to FM and get us there. But it's a much better situation for us, and it's a much better situation for you. And it's awesome for the future of the radio station. Austin, Husky basketball last night sounded great on FM, cracking on FM. Husky football fall is going to sound dynamite on FM. So if you haven't figured it out yet, we are making the switch to Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM. So punch it into your preset number one and keep it there forever, because we are now an FM sports talk radio station, first ever in the history of Seattle. Well, geez, man, I don't know. Where do you want to start? Right? I mean, normally you go to a buffet and you see maybe some oyster crackers, maybe a salad, maybe some bread. You know, grab yourself a couple of utensils and a napkin and good stuff's down the way. But everything is sitting there right in front of us, man. All the good stuff is right there. We got baseball to talk about. We got Scott Servais coming up on the radio show. We got Deshaun Watson getting cleared of any criminal charges. I tell you what, the Colin Kaepernick thing blew up today as well on Twitter like wildfire. I got a poll going right now on Twitter at SoftyKJR, by the way.
Update on the poll.
Asking people about Deshaun Watson. And, you know, you guys may not know this about me, but I'm no dummy. I'm no spring chicken,
yeah.
All right? I've been around the block a time or two.
Really?
And I know there's a topic every now and then that you can bring up on the air that's going to make some people smile and some people freak out. And the Deshaun Watson thing is probably one of them, right? There's a poll out right now, Deshaun Watson and the Seahawks. 3,200 votes in already. Two options. One, make it happen. Two, no thanks. 55-45 in honor of making it happen
so far
for Deshaun Watson and the Seahawks. And look, I get it. You know, I totally understand. I mean, you got to be a dummy to not understand, at least, why somebody else out there would not want to bring Deshaun Watson to the Seahawks. There was a lot of smoke. There were a lot of nasty things that were said, a lot of nasty, gnarly accusations about Deshaun Watson, and it's been a year, right, since this thing, you know, started. Well over a year since this thing began. A lot of people have already made up their minds based on what they read in the media, what they see on Twitter, things like that, conversations with their pals. A lot of other people said, no, let's wait and see what happens. A lot of people have massive mistrust of the criminal system. A lot of people trust the criminal justice system. And look, I'll just say this, man. I'm not here to play judge or jury. I don't know enough about what happened behind the scenes to even remotely tell you if this guy's guilty or not. There was a boatload of smoke. I'll admit that. There's no question about it. But a Texas grand jury came out today and said that Deshaun Watson is not going to be facing any criminal charges. Now, he still has the potential for civil lawsuits from these people, and I'm certain those will be filed at some point in time. And maybe with those civil lawsuits out there, that's enough for a team like Seattle, Philadelphia, Carolina to say, you know what, we're going to pass on it for now until that smoke dies down. But all I know is this, is that as of right now in the eyes of the NFL, Deshaun Watson is clear to play.
Yes.
And there's going to be a lot of teams, apparently including the Seahawks, that are going to inquire about his services.
And I think they should. I mean, you let the legal system play out. It's played out. Deshaun Watson's going to play in the NFL next year. Do you want him to play for your team? I could understand why some wouldn't.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go
because
I let the legal system play out. And I think this is a situation. Now, I'm not saying that Seattle has to jump on him, because we don't know what Deshaun Watson's going to cost. But I'm looking at this in a purely football standpoint as a Seattle Seahawks fan. If people have a problem with Deshaun Watson, then I would assume they had a problem with Frank Clark.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have a problem with Frank Clark, but you have a problem with Deshaun Watson, I would ask, why is the difference?
Yeah.
Is it because he's a quarterback instead of a defensive lineman? What's the difference?
Probably. I think that's, for some folks, a big difference. Yeah. I mean, to answer your question, I would say, I can't speak for anybody besides myself, obviously. But I think it's fair to assume that one of the reasons why people would have a much bigger problem with this than a guy like Frank Clark is because he is the leader of your team. He's the most popular face in the locker room. He is the face of the franchise as the quarterback. So, yeah, I think that's a major difference between him and a guy like Frank Clark. I mean, if I'm speaking for the other side, I would say, well, there's 22 accusations against the guy versus the one gal in the, was it Cleveland or Akron, wherever that went down in that hotel room, you know, before he left, you know, school there. So, There are differences, and I'm not here to try to convince anybody.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I think that's what sometimes either A, people in this business or just people in general try to convince people that, no, you're wrong and here's why you're wrong and I'm right and go with my side. Look, we can disagree on this, and that's totally okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think the art of disagreement has been lost in a lot of people.
Well, because
especially when it comes to social media.
Well, because of Twitter.
No question.
There's no debates on social media anymore.
Right.
It's you're an idiot because you don't agree with me.
Well, and we saw that today with the Colin Kaepernick stuff that's playing out. You know, that, look, you know, Mike Silver had a tweet where he basically came out and said that, you know, the Seahawks had a chance to go get Colin Kaepernick in 2017, and they did not want it to interrupt with Russell Wilson and his leadership ability in the locker room, or, you know, get in the way of him being able to lead the football team. And so they passed on it. And Mike Silver today said, well, what's the excuse now? And I responded and said, well, he's 34 and he hasn't played in 6 years. I mean, look, if that is not enough for you to say no, then great. Bring him in for a workout.
Right.
Whatever. The NFL has always said you can test drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it home. You know, go to Best Buy, get yourself a brand new TV, bring it home, watch it for a week. You don't like it, send it back. That's one of the great things about how the NFL is set up, that you can bring guys in for tryouts and it costs you nothing. You want to bring him in? I'm totally fine with that. But he hasn't played in 6 years. What do we expect out of a guy that hasn't played 6 years and relied massively when he was in his prime on his legs? I still remember him running around the clink in 2013 like a freaking gazelle in the NFC Championship. That throw he made to Bolden over Earl Thomas's head when he was off both feet, literally off the ground, and fired that missile over Earl's head. That's one of the craziest throws I've ever seen a guy make, but that was 9 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? And if the six-year thing doesn't bother you, then how many years have to go by? 10 years? 15 years? 20 years?
I don't look as much at the years as I do at how many years he's been on Earth. And he's been on Earth 34 years. That's one more year than Russell Wilson. And nobody says Russell Wilson's over the hill right now.
Well, because Russell Wilson is five times the quarterback Colin Kaepernick is.
Okay. Russell Wilson is clearly a better quarterback than Colin. But I'm sensing that you've gotten zero interest in Colin Kaepernick.
No,
and that's fine.
I would bring him in for a look-see.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, I mean, what are you hoping to get out of Colin Kaepernick? Is he going to be a stopgap? Is he going to be a guy that just sits there and plays quarterback for you? I mean, look, if you want to go 4-13 and tank for Bryce Young, maybe he's your guy. But if you want to find somebody who can actually win games for you and get you back to the playoffs, I don't think Colin Kaepernick
is
the guy.
Well, I got an update. You had an update in the poll. I've got an update on the poll.
You want
as well.
The little thing here?
Yeah, sure. I sent this out actually yesterday morning. I don't even know why I was thinking about Colin Kaepernick, because I was sitting there yesterday morning before his tweet came out, before anybody was talking about Colin Kaepernick, and I said, I know he hasn't played in a long time, but he's only 1 year older than Russ. He was quoted 4 months ago saying he would continue to train for the NFL while acting and producing.
Yeah.
Now, since this poll, he's put that video out, right?
Yeah.
How do you gauge Kaepernick's level of interest and give him a look? And it's exactly the opposite of your Deshaun Watson poll.
Mm.
56% no, 44% yes.
Right.
So both of them are very close to 50-50.
Close. Yeah, well, I mean, I would take a look at anybody, right? I mean, there's no harm in doing that whatsoever. Like I said, the NFL gives you an opportunity to take something home and take a first spin and try it out. So if Pete Carroll, who 4 years ago, by it's almost 5 years ago now, I think it's like mid-2017, whatever, said that he thought Colin Kaepernick was a starting quarterback. You guys remember that?
Yes.
And they already had a starting quarterback in Russell Wilson, so they didn't bring him in, which I thought was kind of weird rationale then by Pete Carroll. It was like, all right, well, if you're that high on the guy and you can get a starting caliber quarterback to back up your starting caliber quarterback, why would you not do that?
Because I think Colin Kaepernick wanted starting money.
Could be. Totally could be. And that's another factor here. What does he want?
Sure.
If Colin Kaepernick wants $15 million a year, forget it.
Well, he has to be.
Right?
Kaepernick's
got
to know.
I got no idea what he wants.
Kaepernick's got to know. He has got to take something in the neighborhood of a Cam Newton prove-it contract.
Absolutely.
Like that he took
Absolutely.
In New England. That's exactly what Colin Kaepernick has
to
sign. He has to sign a low base salary deal with a really nice incentive package. That is, if he wants to play in the NFL, there is nobody that's going to sign him unless he signs that type of
deal. Well, and I think it also comes down to how are you approaching 2022, right? Like, I assume that we're not sitting here saying, well, let's just stink for 5 years. I mean, if there's a down year.
That's a bad plan. That's
whatever,
your plan. That's a bad plan.
If there's a down year, I get it. You know, you want to kind of build this thing back up to the studs. You remember what you've made the reference when the Hawks showed up in 2010, or Pete Carroll and Schneider showed up in 2010, that they just blew the thing to kingdom come. They made like 500 transactions and they said, we don't want that. 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 And there was nothing left over besides like Matt Hasselbeck, right? So if that's what they're doing, and they want to bring in a guy like Kaepernick to kind of take it for a test drive, and if it doesn't work out, great, whatever, fine. Yeah, but if they feel like, hey, we feel like with Metcalf and Lockett, and if we can re-sign Reed and Quandre Diggs and Jordan Brooks and Daryl Taylor, Jamal Adams, bring back Dwayne Brown, get Rashad Penny to do what he did in the last half of the year, and we're going to give all those guys a chance to make the playoffs and then give the keys to the bus to Colin Kaepernick? No, I'm not doing that. Unless you want to bring in somebody else on top of it.
Right.
You want to bring in Deshaun Watson and Colin Kaepernick and watch the world explode in Seattle? Then fine. Go for it. You want to bring in Gardner Minshew and Colin Kaepernick? You want to bring in Marcus Mariota and Colin, whatever.
Well, you have Drew Locke. What's wrong with Drew Locke and Colin Kaepernick?
Colin Kaepernick, whatever. Maybe you bring in a third guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe you bring in four or five guys and just see what's out there. But I'm just saying this, that I don't expect anything from Colin Kaepernick, and for exactly the reasons why I told you. He's 34, and he hasn't played football in 6 years. It's been 6 years. And again, if the 6 years doesn't bother you, how many years has to go by before you say that's been too long? 7 years? 8 years? Are we going to be sitting here in 2 years from now when Colin Kaepernick hasn't played in 8 seasons?
Well, he also hasn't taken any hits in 6 seasons.
Okay,
either.
Well... Yeah, but
I guess I don't. I guess it just doesn't. I don't
understand why this doesn't compute with
because
you.
Because I don't
he hasn't
think
played football in 6 years.
Because I don't think you forget how to play football. I think if you're still in your physical prime, which at the quarterback position, 34 is most definitely still in the physical prime, or else Russell Wilson wouldn't be getting $50 million a year next year when he's 34 years of age.
But he's been proving he can do it. For the last 7, 8, 9 seasons, Kaepernick has shown nothing.
And I'm not saying Colin Kaepernick is Russell Wilson. What I am saying is Colin Kaepernick has shown to be better than the trash that's out there on free agency at the quarterback.
The last time he played, he was under 60%. He was a 1-10 quarterback for San Francisco, and he threw for 59%. I mean, 16 touchdowns and 4 picks, passer rating of 90, all right, whatever. And you know what? Maybe he is better than some of the trash that's out there. And I don't know who those guys are, but maybe he is better than some of those guys. I guess I just don't understand why 6 years away from the game just gets dismissed. Yes, he doesn't forget how to play football. He doesn't have the legs he used to have. He hasn't faced live competition in 6 seasons. The guy that I saw in the 2013 NFC Championship that I thought was a stud, that guy scared the hell out of me on that day. Absolutely scared the hell out of me
for 3 years.
I thought he was going to win the game on that last drive in the fourth quarter. That was 9 damn years ago. That's a 2013 season. So I don't know. I mean, again, if the 6 years off doesn't bother you, if we're sitting here in a year from now or 2 years and he's 36 and it's been 8 seasons since the guy's played, how long do you go before you just say, he's been away for 2 years?
I don't have to worry
about
8 years. I don't have to worry about 6. I don't have to talk about 2025. I'm talking about right now.
But I'm asking you, how many years does a guy have to be away from football before it does become a concern for
him? The good news is, for each year he's away, his price gets lower and lower and lower, and you might get a better and better value. So you're getting a better value now than you would have last year, the year before that. And Colin Kaepernick's got to realize that, or he's never, ever going to play again in the NFL. And if he doesn't, that's fine. He just becomes a producer, an actor, doing his movie thing, which I thought his biography was really, really good.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't agree with everything he said in it, but I thought it was really well done.
Yeah. Well, you tell us, Colin Kaepernick. I mean, I think, again, you want to bring him in and just kick the tires, you know, to just be the philosophy of turning over every rock. I got no problem with that, but I'm not expecting anything out of a guy that's in his mid-30s and hasn't played in 6 years. I mean, there's been, you know, like I had a guy on my Twitter account today that was saying, well, Tom Brady's doing it. Well, Aaron Rodgers is doing it. Well, I don't understand.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Why and how these thoughts end up entering people's minds. Aaron Rodgers is doing it at his age because Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks to ever walk the face of the earth. Tom Brady is doing it at 43 because he is the best by a large margin. over every other quarterback of the last 25, 30, 40 years. If you want to have a conversation about Colin Kaepernick, and hey, maybe there's a part of him that is so fired up to do this that this might potentially work. Maybe he's kind of a hybrid type player. Maybe you bring him in as more of an athlete. I got no idea. But don't tell me that because Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are doing it in their late 30s, early 40s, that that means that Colin Kaepernick, being 34 years old, can do it as well. There's not many quarterbacks that can play this game at a high level in their mid-30s. There's not a lot. There's a few, and there's more today than ever. There's no question.
Pretty high percentage today.
But there's not a lot of guys that can still do it the way those other guys can. That's why they're stars.
It seems to me like we're all in agreement that the Seahawks should at least just bring him in for a workout.
No, why not?
Just look at him, right? So the difference here comes with expectations. What do you expect?
I expect nothing.
Right, exactly.
Zero.
So, and I don't know how you could expect a lot. You can't expect anything. Just come in with an open mind and say, if he wows the coaches, if he deserves a roster spot, he'll get a roster spot. But it's wrong to expect anything more than he should be allotted, which is not much because he hasn't been played in 6 years.
What are we looking to do this year? You want to make the playoffs? What do you want to do?
My goal,
because I can see both sides of this coin. Yeah, by the way,
my goal is to be that 12 months from now we are talking about a team that is legitimately expecting to make the playoffs again. So whatever road you go between now and 12 months from now, I don't care. I mean, if you want to go the Deshaun Watson road this week, then we can move that time frame up 12 months because Deshaun Watson is your quarterback. You are a playoff contender right now, and if you get a defense, you use some of that money to spend on two or three defensive players. You're a NFC championship caliber team very, very quickly. You don't have to wait till 2023. Yeah.
Let's get some of your thoughts on the phone lines. I don't know. Maybe it's like a new FM thing now. Taking your calls on Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM. Weigh in on Deshaun Watson. Weigh in on Colin Kaepernick. Weigh in on all that stuff. You know, how far do you want to go? How far are you willing to go for a quarterback to help out the Seahawks in 2022? Maybe it's a case where you just want to go back to your roots and go after a young guy in the draft, somebody who's making no money for 5 years, and you can spend that money somewhere else. You can develop into a star. You can do what a lot of teams have done and win a title with a young guy, right, which seems to be the magic potion now in the NFL. You want to win? You got to have a young guy at quarterback. So you tell us, 286-9595, 800-829-0950, Deshaun Watson. He's been cleared of any criminal charges by a Texas grand jury. What's going to be your reaction if the Hawks pursue him? Next on Softy and Dick on Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM.
Bigger, louder, and stronger. We're Seattle's sports leader. Sports Radio KJR 950 AM. And now on 93.3 FM. Now back to Softy and Dick.
It's definitely a very emotional moment for me. I know we're far from being done of handling what we need to handle on the legal side, but today is definitely a big day.
That is the voice of maybe the next Seahawks quarterback.
Potentially.
Deshaun Watson right there.
3-1 right now, by the way, Dave. Plus 300. He will be the Seattle Seahawks next quarterback. You can wager today.
Where?
All those online.
Who's got those?
Bet online.
We can't access those here. We'll get tossed in jail. That's frowned upon in our neck of the woods. Those are the odds he becomes a Seahawk.
Yes.
Is that the favorite? Carolina?
Are
those odds courtesy of Jimmy Shapiro and betonline.net?
I will tell you who they're courtesy of. I got an email here not long ago.
I'm sure it's from your boy Jimmy. Scott Service, by the way, will join us on the air at 5 o'clock tonight. We got both Pac-12 semifinals that will not include either UW or Wazoo. Because both lose last night to the L.A. schools. So UCLA, USC, Colorado, Arizona, and the other Pac-12 semi. And we got both of them for you right here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM. Is he the favorite?
No, I haven't found it.
Oh,
I was
okay,
just
gotcha.
Listening
All
to
right,
your
gotcha.
Basketball yeah. Monologue.
Well, your exasperation there sounded like you want to move on, but we can do this because
no.
I want to find out the favorite on Deshaun Watson if you can find the email, and then I want to get some phone calls on this. So, I mean, look, there's lightning rod stories, right, that come out, and people disagree, and they fight, and they scratch, and they claw, and they poke each other's eyes out and call each other names, and relationships and friendships are ruined over things like this. I don't want to have that for us. I love you guys. You love us. We love each other. Let's all get along and have a conversation about it. Jordan Dolphins in Maple Valley. Jordan, Deshaun Watson, Colin Kaepernick. Go. The floor is yours.
I'd rather have Colin Kaepernick, to be honest. I think there's obviously two, you know, veins of thought here. The moral vein, where you really don't want, I mean, that's a serious downgrade to go from Russell Wilson, you know, the poster boy, yeah, quirky, a little annoying at times, to then somebody who's going through this. And I understand that's the court of public opinion, but there's just there. Honestly, that's what he signed up for, as being a celeb and an athlete. You're going to get that type of pub. And it could be unfair, but that's, you know, that's what comes with millions of dollars and a lot of notoriety.
Right.
But just from the football side, this is a huge step backwards when it comes to actual function of the team going forward. As soon as you bring him in, you have the same problems you had before with Russell Wilson, but even worse, because his cap hit is worse. I understand later on it's better, but he's going to want, if he plays well, he's going to want more money than Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson.
Right.
It's just the nature of the game. So then what? Then DK suffers potentially. Then we have to make a hard decision on Jordan Brooks, and we can't keep Quandre Diggs. And then not only that, they're talking about three first rounders for this guy. Hell no.
Well,
I'm not paying that kind of capital and money.
The difference is he's 6 years younger, which is the difference. I mean, you're right. If you're one of these people, Jordan, appreciate the call, man. If you're one of these people, Dick, that just say, you know what, I believe in the philosophy and I believe in the curse of the salary cap, right? I believe in the church of 13.1%.
Yes.
That you can't do it. So if you believe in that desperately, like you're a devout foller of the church of 13%, then this is your chance to get out.
That's right. I'm also a follower of, it's really cool when my team's relevant and in the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
And you have an opportunity to basically trade what you basically have an opportunity to trade Russell Wilson for Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's not going to be the exact same thing. I would hope they wouldn't, because of his legal issues. Mm-hmm. I would hope they would not have to give Houston everything that they got from Denver.
Yeah, they might.
If they're really asking for three firsts,
right,
then I'd shy away and say, you know what? No, we'll go back to the church of 13.1%.
There you go. So Jonathan Jones, who works for CBS, is saying that Deshaun Watson has three criteria. He wants a good offensive line, he wants a good defense, and he wants a good head coach. Do we have three of those three? Do we have two of them? Do we have one of them? I think we have at least one of them. I guess we can debate the defense. I don't know if the offensive line is that great. But the problem with the defense right now is that we have no idea what it's going to look like.
That's exactly right.
Bobby Wagner's not here technically. Well, he's gone, obviously. Yeah. Quandre Diggs technically isn't here. DJ Reed technically isn't here. I mean, right now, on paper, the Seahawks defense doesn't look that good.
Well, Deshaun's going to have to bet on the come a little.
Check in a month or so.
That's the thing. I mean, Deshaun's going to have to decide if he trusts John Schneider and Pete Carroll to make this team significantly better between now and the beginning of the season.
Let's go to Alan in Kirkland. You're on the air on Sports Radio and KJR 93.3 FM. How do we sound, Alan, on FM radio?
Well, I'm listening on iHeartRadio, so you sound exactly the same. But I think maybe the delay is a little less now.
There you go.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just making that up.
Yeah, you probably are.
So I don't want either one of them. What kind of Michigas is this? Deshaun Watson, are you kidding? It's not the church of 13. We're talking close to 20%.
Yep, 19.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you out of your mind? Not only 20% of the cap, but you're losing first-round draft picks. Now, granted, you know, they don't have the best record on draft picks. But still, first-round draft picks, you're giving him an offensive line that, let's face it, stinks. He's going to be running for his life. They're going to be, how is that team better than 7-10? And what? Now you don't have a path to another quarterback because you let him go later?
Yeah.
It's crazy. And Colin Kaepernick, I'm with you on the 6 years. I actually don't think he wants to play and doesn't want to play at the same time. I think he wants to look like he wants to play, just like he did at that weird workout that he did at the Atlanta High School a few years back, if you remember that.
Yeah, that was weird.
And it was weird, but he didn't look good. But he looked like he was fit, but he didn't look good.
Yeah,
so
I got you.
I think that's just his way of saving face on, yes, I could have been a contender.
So you didn't want Russell Wilson either then, because he took up just as much of the cap.
I had a problem with it.
Well, okay. The difference, though, would be they're not giving up a bunch of draft picks to get Russell Wilson because
the
guy's
draft picks
here.
That we just got.
Exactly. Right, but you could use those picks and you could rebuild. And look, I mean, I get it. I mean, there's no perfect answer here, obviously. Right. There's no perfect path. And, Alan, I appreciate the call. I want to grab a couple more. There's no perfect road here because either road comes with a tremendous amount of risk. If you say no to an established product like Deshaun Watson, you are potentially saying yes to quarterback hell for about the next 5 or 6 years. Who knows?
Top five odds to get Deshaun Watson according to bookies.com. Tampa Bay, 8-1.
Okay.
Minnesota, 6.5-1. Carolina, 6.5-1. Indy, 5-1. Seattle, 3.5-1. Number one.
They're the favorite. Peter and Spanaway, you're on the air. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, guys. I'm for, let's see, Colin Kaepernick. I'd rather have him than Deshaun Watson because I think Deshaun Watson, I don't think he's that good of a quarterback. He's not Russell Wilson. Hmm. So, and I want to make the playoffs. So I think our better chance would be either Colin Kaepernick, or I got two of my other favorites, or Jimmy G or Derek Carr on a trade.
Wow. That's Jimmy G. You like Jimmy G, huh? What is it about Jimmy G that you like?
Jimmy G.
He always makes the playoffs.
Oh, God.
Not everybody likes him, but.
Yeah. And yet here we are, and the San Francisco 49ers, who always make the playoffs with
Jimmy G,
are going to cut the guy or trade him or move on. I mean, this is like, aren't those like red flags when it's so freaking hard to find a quarterback in the NFL, and you're telling me the Niners have a guy that can get them into the playoffs, yet they want to dump him and go for a guy that's a totally unknown and trade Lance?
I don't know what Deshaun Watson he's been watching for the four years that Deshaun Watson was a quarterback, but he has a passer rating career of a 104.5. The last time he took the field in 2020, he had a 70% completion percentage on a bad team, 33 touchdowns and 7 interceptions for a 112.4 passer rating.
And he can scoot, too, by
the way. He's fantastic!
Yeah, he's a monster. He's an absolute friggin' stud of a player. I mean, you want to say no for the other stuff, totally get it, but The player. There's no doubting the athlete. All right, let's get one quick one. Jeshua in Tacoma. You're on Sports Radio KJR FM 93.3.
Oh, hey, it's Cube 93. Am I just Summer Jam tickets calling?
Yes, Summer Jam, baby. I'm Shelly Hart with Eric Powers. You're caller number 15.
Oh, my God. This takes me way back.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to say for Colin Kaepernick, they can bring him in for a Coke and a smile for training camp. I'm fine with that. Whatever. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, I say go for it. If you can get him for a good price, maybe one, a first round draft pick, a second round pick. Okay. But not crazy for the three, first round picks.
Yeah.
But I wanted to throw one in there.
Okay.
What about trading for Kyler Murray?
Oh man! And doing what? Giving him $50 million?
Oh, I'd rather have Deshaun Watson. Kyler
Absolutely,
Murray. He's way better.
Well, I'm just thinking I don't know if he would necessarily command $50 million because I'm sure Russ is going to command a ton, but I don't think he's as good as Russ. So I think he can get him for less.
Right.
But I just have a feeling that the Cardinals might be ready to part with him.
I don't, so, and they might be, but that means dumping him on somebody else is what that means. And trust me, if the Cardinals are ready to part with Kyler Murray, then they see something in Kyler Murray that freaks them out. And I see something in Kyler Murray, Jeshua. And we've got to run to a break, man. I apologize for cutting you off early. I was really kind of turned off by how bad he became when he lost DeAndre Hopkins. Because if you're paying a guy that much money, and I get he had the bum wheel, the ankle, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. But for a guy like that to fall apart as bad as he did when he lost DeAndre Hopkins, that to me is a major red flag for him. All right, let's do this. 341, what will it take to get Deshaun Watson? One first-rounder, two first-rounders, 15 first-rounders. Matt Thomas is in Houston. He's going to hop on and tell us what he thinks is going to happen with Deshaun next. All right, Hugh Millen coming up 4 o'clock tonight right here on 950 KJR. Scott Servais will join us on the program from Peoria. Jerry DePoto was with the morning show. You missed it. Check out the podcast page for free. Because
why would anybody pay for that crap?
Why would you pay for this, that? It's just, come on. I mean, you know what we should have done? We should have done what newspapers did not do from the very start. We should have been charging for podcasts. That's now right. You go back and you say retroactively, hey, we'd like you to pony up and say the hell with you. So I think that was a bad call by us. We could have made millions off that stuff. Joining us right now on the radio show, the radio voice of the Houston Rockets, weekdays 12 to 3 on Sports Talk 790 in the great city of Houston, Texas. He's a legend in radio, TV, and print media in Texas. Our friend Matt Thomas. How are you, man?
Gentlemen, first of all, glad to be on the show. Secondly, I think I sound better now that I'm on FM with your station. And lastly, it's time for Astros AL West Championship Baseball Talk right here on 950.
Wow. Just right to the jugular at the top of the show.
Right now.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Well, we got you guys on April the 15th, man, in the opener. So we'll see. We'll see you standing in October, pal. But, hey, let's talk about Deshaun Watson. Some Seahawks fans are pissed. They don't want to have anything to do with him. Other fans say no, go after him. Some fans think he's a creep. Some fans think it'll cost too much. If you're sitting here in our shoes doing a radio show and the Seahawks need a quarterback and Deshaun Watson just had his criminal charges dropped, what are you saying?
I'm saying you call the Houston Texans and you offer 6 draft picks or a combination of draft picks and players. I have been the leader in Houston in saying asking for 3 ones is a pipe dream, and I still believe that. But I do believe that a similar haul that Russell Wilson got to Denver is going to be what is in play for Deshaun Watson, especially now that at least the heavy lifting of the problems of Deshaun and the legalities are out of the way. Not completely out, because the NFL could certainly lay down a suspension for improper conduct. There's certainly still the 22 civil allegations against him. But at the end of the day, it was a huge win for him today. Thus, he spoke for the first time since this whole thing began. So I would absolutely do it. But the number one thing, Softy, and please tell your audience this over and over and over again, no matter what Nick Caserio, the general manager of the Texans, wants, no matter what haul could be picked up, there's one big caveat. It's called a no-trade clause. So I think Caserio has got to really have a deep-down conversation and say heart to heart, where do you want to go? What can I do? And most importantly, give me some options. Because if he's got his mind hell-bent set on one or two football teams, that's going to really hurt the Texans' chances of getting fair market value for him.
Matt, as interested as Houston has been in unloading Deshaun Watson, are they still just as interested today after today's news as they were before? And if they are, I mean, why? Why are they so interested in unloading him?
Because he hates the team and they now hate him.
Okay, then.
Fair enough.
End of story. See you, Matt.
No explanation, but that's just it. I mean, guys, he sat and didn't take a snap. $15 million down the tubers, as our former president would say, on an NFL quarterback that did not take a snap. He came out for training camp for a few days, threw some passes, played backup linebacker, played some safety, and then we didn't hear from him again. I think the Texans are embarrassed by him. I think that Deshaun clearly has no interest whatsoever in playing for anything named Cal McNair and his lead guy, Jack Easterby. And I think he just wants to recreate his image and redo it. And I think you do it in another team's uniform.
Yeah. What kind of guy is he? Is he the guy that's being portrayed through this these accusations? Is he somebody else? Is he as big a creep as some have painted him out to be? What's your take on all that?
I mean, it seems awfully peculiar, the 22 civil lawsuits are put up. It seems awfully bizarre that he would go to different massage places around the city of Houston to do this when you guys know the NFL, and for that matter, professional sports, gives you the best massage therapist the money can find. He has always been considered a really good guy. He had a big press conference when he signed his long-term extension. All of his famous Houston athletes were on the conference call. He had family there. It was a big weepy, oh, I can't believe our guy moment. And then this happened. So I don't know who he is. I know he's a franchise quarterback. That's a hard thing to give up. So that's why the haul should be great for the Texans. I just don't know if they're going to get what they want because, again, Deshaun controls to some degree where he wants to play.
And to that point about how good he is, we just had a caller in the last segment call up and say, I don't want Deshaun Watson because he's not very good. I want Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr.
That's ridiculous.
So,
that's
yeah, ridiculous. Respond to that.
I'm not going to respond to that.
It's that ridiculous.
Hey, you know what? You'll do what you're told. You're on FM radio now.
All right. I'm on Seattle's FM sports leader. All right, I'll do it. He's amazing. Guys, they won 4 games 2 years ago when he was the quarterback. If he doesn't pull those four out, they go winless. He's spectacular. He's smart. He can improvise. He's got a terrific arm. He's accurate. He works hard. All the things you want. You know, guys, we throw the term franchise quarterback out way too much in the NFL. He's it, period.
Yeah, and he's young, too. He's young.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, enjoy the game tonight, and we will talk down the road, buddy. Appreciate the insight, pal.
Call anytime. Bye.
You got it. Matt Thomas with us from Houston with some insight on Deshaun Watson. You can vote in the poll as well. Are you in or out on the Deshaun Watson to Seattle sweepstakes? At Softy KJR on Twitter. 49451, the Tillamore Dew text line. Testimonials coming up at 4045. Hugh Millen, though, is going to join us coming up, and he will weigh in on all of this stuff. My God, is there a lot to get to. Next with Huey. Does he want Deshaun? Would he give Kaepernick a sniff? What about Minshew? What about Mariota? What about guys like that, huh? Bobby Wagner's pissed off. We haven't even gotten to Bobby Wagner, for God's sakes. It's too much, I tell you. Coming up on Sports Radio KJR 93.3 FM and 950 KJR AM.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.